Shir Chaf Aleph Mksivos continued. Tes Cheshvan Eitav Shim Mem Beis, November 6, 1981, on Friday continued.
If there is evil, and Abaye is not even chilek, Abaye says there is a way to avoid evil, because it's true he's in a very chovim, and even bechel we're not allowed to be matzah because of the ma'alim meridim. But he's not allowed to be matzah, not allowed to be matzah. So he's certainly not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Bechel it's also mashiim can if it's mokim evil. So then there is no reason of his chonim. So the male is because never shivim of a nakum is deicher. Not only of a ketensha, who is mikayim zayim is neyach, but even of a nakum. So that's the machlokes l'shem. Now, so the Ramban, so now, coming back to this Ramban, the Ramban doesn't formulate the kasha the same way as Teisves. Because Teisves, l'shito say, that the chayim behem doesn't apply to a neyach. So the Melatis' discussion is, even in regard to the other Zion mitzvahs, he should not be allowed to be there to save his life. So Tesis gives the Teretz without the Chayben on the basis of bonus. Now, and according to Tesis Teretz, so it's only Shayach if there is a Maiseis. But suppose a Beneach is a Chilash Yesh Besakone, and the doctor said yes, we eat even a chai. So according to that, Rabbi Greger Shaile. So according to Teisves, he's not allowed to eat even a chai, because Teisves Shita in Ksuves Daf Kovov is that when is an ishishish as Yisov Beines considered an anuso only if the anus forces her, and he tells her if you put up in a position, then I'll kill you. But if he wants to kill her because she committed a crime and she suggests Zeus in order to redeem her life, then she's not an anusa. So not an anusa. So Teisves says that kashe in regard to all the Zayin mitzvahs. But the Ramban, Lishitose, that he shite is, that we are, that the Yisroel is mechuyach to be mechal Shabbos to save the life of the Gratesho. So the aloha of Pikach Nefesh of the Chayvayim applies to Beneach. Also, so Mele, the Ramban cannot ask in regard to all the Zayin mitzvahs, because the Aloch of Pekach Nefesh applies to Bnei'ach like the Sheet of Nitzragenim. But he asks, how could the Lisho Paskin Naman that is allowed to be Ila Rezore, but we see that the three Averes Pekach Nefesh is not Eichadem? So then the Ramban gives the Teretz. Now I'm coming to the Stir. So the Ramban gives the Teretz. The Teretz Ramban, Zal. יחי אמרים על דבגים להעביר לסעיר, אפילו ביצינו יהורג ועל יעביר, היינו דווקא ישראל, שהוזרו במצווי צבי אהבת את השם הולכך, אבל בניח, אין מיצובים באבוס. So what is it? So he says, that the reason is why a בניח, Elisha told Nama, he can be even at his own in order to save his life, even though Pikach Nefesh is not Deiche, the three Averes, because why isn't Pikach Nefesh Deiche the Yisrael of Yisrael? Because we have a special Zerzachosu. V'af Hashem Elokecho b'chol libovcho u'v'chol nafshecho, apilu neitel es nafshecho. So that Zerzachosu applies to Yisrael. It was, we never were Bneiach. So on the contrary, so there is a Kula regarding Bneiach. Because without the Gzeres HaKosu of Yichol Nafshecho, so then Pikach Nefesh should be Deichad Yisrael of HaMezor also. So it should be Deichad, the Yisrael of HaMezor also. But because of Yichol Nafshecho, so the Gzeres HaKosu of Yichol Nafshecho, it does not apply to Bneiach. That's why Bneiach is not allowed to be Zore in order to save his life. Now, so many ask Kikashi. I don't think that there is a stire. There is a stire between the Ramban in Melchames in Sanhedrin. He says, the Ramban in Melchames in Sanhedrin. So he says, Teida שהרגילו אביר עשינו האחרו ראיס לא יתנקים שהשם נעשו לפי כוכב אופי שנשחב באוויר יוסר אבל שור אבירס שנעשו מנקדש יהודו לנו את עצמו So he says that by the three Averes of Pikach Nefesh is Nadech and here he says that the reason is why Ebeneach is Mutalav Yavizor to save his life because Pikach Nefesh is Deiche but in Israel is not Mutal because of the essay of Vat Shlokach B'chol Lvov U'chol Nafshech So it's a stira, so it appears from this Rambam that the Yisrach Yavizor is such per se is nitche mit mikach nefesh but there is a new chiyu of the chol nafshecho like the sheet of the smack that's the sheet of the smack but the sheet of the smack the smack is contrary to the sheet of the Ramban Muhammad but I think that there is no stira the Ramban doesn't say the chiyu amin on the bimu avir esinu atu yitzi yal lo yomer haydafti yisroel shehuzoru b'mitzvas v'nikdashti He says, "Shehuzo be mitzvahs ve'after Hashem olikecho." So in other words, so he means that Abichol Nafshecho is declaratory of the halacha that Pikuach Nefesh is not deich. The Israel is over. It's not a new mitzvah Abichol Nafshecho. According to the smak, so Pikuach Nefesh is deich the Israel is over. But it's a new chiyu based upon Abichol Nafshecho. Mitzadavas Hashem, but according to the Ramban, so the drosha v'chol nafshecho is declaratory that pikuach nefesh is nadeich avizor, and the Ramban is very mistaber. On the contrary, the smak sheet is a little difficult. I'm not saying very difficult, but it's a little difficult because the Gemara darshens from the posik v'achshu lakecho v'chol levof v'chol nafshecho v'chol moyidecho. V'chol nafshecho, afu neteres nafshecho. And v'chol moidecho, afu neklin kol momencho. So the Bir Agro, in Yeredei, in Simen Kufman Zion, so he points out that even though neklin kol momencho, yesh lecho odom shabamei lechov yivolov negufe, so the Torah says, v'chol moidecho, afu neklin kol momencho. So the Mechaber, in Simen Kufman Zion, Yeredei, Paskis, that if an Anos says to a Jew, now you better write work for me on Shabbos. If you don't work for me on Shabbos, then I'll take away all the chosin. Let's say he has $10 million, and the Anos is going to take away all the $10 million, and he will remain a pauper. So the halacha is not only for Chil Shabbos, for every Yisrael. Achilles Neveles, Achilles Reifes, So, and many poskim say even for an Israel Rabbanon. There is a shaila in respect of Israel Rabbanon. But many poskim say even for an Israel Rabbanon. But certainly, any Israel Reis. So if the Anos tells the Jew, you eat chazer, you eat nevelin, you eat reifin, you put on a baggage of shakas. So, if not, I'll take away all your chosim, all your money. Yes, $10 million and I'll take away everything he'll have to remain a pauper for the rest of his life. So the halacha is that he's mechuyev to let the anos take away all his nechosim and not to be either a single aver of a nisa b'kumasim. In regard to mitzvah saseh, so there is halacha ha-mivazbis, ha-mivazbis, yesa-mechemish. He's not mechuyev to spend the hinra, whether he's mechuyev to spend one-tenth of his nechosim for every mitzvah, or one-fifth is a machlekel between Rabbi Yeruchel and the Rambam. But, heim rab not, masheinkin in regard to Yisurin, he is mechuyev to give away all his money. So how do we know? So the Piragos says, because of the droshe of v'chol mu'idecho, yesh lecho odom shememei lechol v'chol mu'gufei, avlunei til kol mu'meicho, kol mu'meicho. So the Piragos says, even though from the same passage that we learn out after Neitil Kol Momencho, so we also learn out after Neitil Kol Nafshecho, but the Gzeres HaKosuf after Neitil Kol Nafshecho applies only to Abrizot, but the Gzeres HaKosuf Neitil Kol Momencho applies to all Yisurim Shebetil. Now, there is no doubt that in respect to Mitzvahs HaKosuf HaKolnitro is Chomo Mencho. So it means that Enes of Momen is not Deiche and Misa of the Torah. Not that it is Deiche and Misa of Shabbos, but Mitzad, the Chiyum of Avas Hashem. So he has to let the Anos take away his money. I mean, that would be nonsense. So it goes without saying that in respect to Enes of Momen, the Gzeres HaKosuf of Chol Meidecho implies that Enes Momen is not Deiche and Misa of the Torah. So Mimele, in respect to the Gzeres HaKosuf, like the Ramban says, not the way the Smak says, this is mentioned in the Smak. So it's not a new mitzvah of Havas Hashem, but this of the whole Nafshecho is declaratory of the Halacha that Pikuach Nefesh is not there. So in Mele, there is no kasha against, there is no stira, because many ask as to the stira between the Ramban Muhammad and the Ramban here. So why would they ask us this? Because they assumed that the Ramban's pshat is shita is like the smart that is mentioned in Arizona from now. No, but the Ramban's shita is not like the smart. Anyway, so it is interesting that the Ramban asks his kashe. The Ramban asks his kashe. The begimu avera is hachmur is Yehovin wal Yaveir, v'im kein amai utal in namun apilu b'tzimim. So the Ramban does not ask the kashe the way Tesis asks in regard to all the Zach Mitzvahs. Because the Ramban shita is that the Chai Bahem applies to B'neach also. But he only asks in regard to Arizona. But the question is, why doesn't the Ramban ask the same kashe in regard to Arayis? Now, from Rashi's Loshi, in Sanhedrin, it's mashma that the whole Abai, Rashi says, call me then, the Shire, so he says like this. B'neach, Muzer al Kibish Hashem onat. So Rashi says, B'neach Muzer al Kibish Hashem onat. Kiyom avidalet mises, v'imom ha'aveir v'al tehovek, mitzvi ilikanez Hashem olo. So from Rashi's Moshi, in Sanhedrin it's mashma, that the whole Abaye in the Gemara, and then the Gemara is patient, that he is not muzer to be Mesa Nefesh himself, or Kiddush Hashem. So the whole Abaye applies to Arizal. How about the Arayis? The Ramban Mulcham is here in Sanhedrin, so he says, that the maskon of the Gemara is that Bitzine Ibn Neyach is not mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh himself on Abdi Zore, nor is he mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh himself for Arayis. Shlichus Domim, yes, as the Mishnah Melach points out, because Shlichus Domim is based upon Svore, so the Svore of Baichosis applies to the Neyach, just as applies to Israel. But regarding Arayis, the Ramban says that not only is Ibn Neyach not mitzuve to be Meisa Nefesh himself, for the Aver of Abizore, Ibn Neyach is not even mitzuveh to be Meisa Nefesh himself, for the Aver of Arayis either, only Shlichus Domim, because it's based upon the Svar of Lechosis. But from the Rashi it's mashma, that Ibn Neyach is not muzer to be Meisa Nefesh himself, and the Aver of Abizore, Arayis he doesn't mention. So the implication is that according to Rashi, an Abizore Ibn Neyach is not muzer to be Meisa Nefesh himself. But an Arayis, he is mitzvah. Because if Rashi Shita had been that an Arayis is not mitzvah either, why does Rashi limit himself to Abizor? B'neyach Muzal is coming. But B'neyach Muzal Arayis? So Shekhar Domin he doesn't mention because B'neyach is also mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh himself because it's based upon his form of my choices. But why does he just spell out Abizor coming? So it's Arayis. It's a raya from this Rashi that an arayas ebeneach is mechuyev to be mesnefesh himself. Why? Because, and that's the Ramban shita also. The Ramban says because anshlichus domim ebeneach is certainly muzer to be mesnefesh himself. Why? Because it's based upon the swallow of my choses. Still, the Ramban Muhammad says that Anarayas, he is not Muslim. So the Ramban must know that even though there is a hekesh between Anarayas and Ritziche, but it's not the same thing. In other words, it's not the same thing. In regard to a Shvichus, it's not the same thing according to the Ramban. In other words, that by Shvichus Domi, so the Neach is Muzer, it's Misanefesh himself, and by Rayas not. Mashiach King Rashi holds that in view of the fact that the Chiyuv of Misanefesh by Rayas is deduced from Shvichus Domi, and since Shvichus Domi Pikach Nefesh, and even the Enes of Pikach Nefesh, is not Deiche the Yisr of Shvichus Domi by the Neach, so Mimele is not Deiche the Yisr of Rayas either. So Mimele, true that the Bineach is not Mitzuv al Kiddush Hashem. So it's not Mitzuv al Kiddush Hashem, we don't have to resort to Kiddush Hashem. Because the Yisr of Rayas is not Nitra Pikach Nefesh. Is not in Nitra Pikach Nefesh, just as the Yisr of Shvichus Domi is not Nitra Pikach Nefesh. Mashiach Kina Bizore, either Rashi Shita is that even by Yisroel, so the reason as to why a Yisroel is mechuyev to be Misa Nefesh himself, even Bitzine, and Abnizore, is not because of the Yisr of Abnizore is not Nitrim Pikach Nefesh. Because since, in view of the fact that according to Rabbi Shmuel, so an Abnizore Bitzine, it's Yad of Al-Yorek, so Rabbi Shmuel certainly holds that V'chaibon applies to Abnizore. But, so even Rabbi Lezer, who says that it doesn't apply to Abnizore, so even Rav Lezer says that an Abnizore, even Bitzine, he's mechuyev to Misa Nefesh himself, so it's not on the basis of the Misa of Abnizore, but it's on the basis of the Chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. So, but Rabbi Shmuel holds Kiddush Hashem is only mechayev b'varesiyev Abnizore, even Abnizore. And according to Rav Lezer, Kiddush Hashem is mechayev even Bitzine. So that's why, since it's at the Mechayim is Kiddush Hashem, and Beneach is not Muzer on Kiddush Hashem, so that's why we say that Beneach, if he was forced to be Eli Abizore, he doesn't have to give up his life. Mashenkin Ba'arayis, that is a Hekesh Ba'aritziche, and Ba'aritziche certainly. So Pikach Nefesh and Enes of Pikach Nefesh is Nadeich and Yisra Arayis, is Nadeich and Yisra of Ritziche. So the Mele Arayis is analogous to Shvichus Domi. But Abnizore, so Pikach Nefesh is Deich. That's one way of explaining Rashi. Another way of explaining Rashi is that maybe Rashi is like the Ramban. According to the Ramban, so by Israel, so Pikach Nefesh is not Deich even the Israel of Abnizore. Not only it's not Deich the Israel of Arayis. But why? Because we have Israel Sakosu or V'chol Nafshecho, Afu Nicholas Nafshecho. And the Zerzakos of Nicholas Nafshecho is the declaratory of Galoche that by Israel, Pikach Nefesh is not the Echad Israel Bezore. But that Zerzakos of Israel Emor, that Zerzakos of the Chumre, not with Meneach. So that's why the Rashi applies the Abaye of Gimore only with Gabi Abizore, but with Gabi Arayis. So Rashi Shiti is that the Bineach is mechuyev to be Misa Nefesh himself. All right.
Would you want to say that in the Shiti to go into the Tarot from Abba Vinu, because he wasn't there, and have been about Abu Shah? Man, that was good at me, and even the different
Basing Suvol Shud Alef Cheshvan Heitov Shem Mem Beis, November 8th, 1981, Sunday continued.
Maybe we'll go a little beyond that. We have been involved in Suvol Yadav for too long a time. But I just want to mention those who are here the first year this year, I don't want to give them a written p'chine because there are very few, but there will be an old p'chine a week from this coming Wednesday in order to give them time to learn on everything we covered, I mean, since the beginning of this month. I mean, 2 o'clock, a week from the coming Wednesday, so if you'll have enough time to go over all the shulim and all the gemara and the rishonim that we discussed. at 2 o'clock, a week from this coming Wednesday. Now I want to discuss the Shittas HaRambam regarding Yor Yoyami, and then also the Igeres Kiddush Hashem, where the Rambam passed it. I mean, the Jews were not required to give up their life, and they were allowed to say that Mahmed was a Novi. I mean, this Igeres Kiddush Hashem has to be accepted. Now let's see the Shittas HaRambam. How the Rambam passed this to the Gemara in the Sanhedrin. The Rambam says in Pirikei, Hilches, you see that here, Kobis Yisroel Mitzumel Kibit Hashem Agodu Azeh Shem Vizdash Vizim Ben Yisroel Umizorin Shalui Lechalolim Shenem Abu Yisechalolu Hashem Kodshi Ketza Kishyami Yudu Kekhovim Viyene Yises Yisroel Aver Lachas Mekomitzi Samir Patiro Oli Agen Yaver Lahu Yore Shenem Abu Yitzri Sashiyase Oli Sumodo Lechaybe Vichaybe Moshiyo Muzbeh וימייס וואָר איז מיט שייב נאַכש. באַ מיט וואָר מאַ מורין, נאָר וואָר איז דאָס דאָ מאַ משיט, דאָ טיף איז מיט דער פיש himself, איז מיר אַבער דאַס מאַ לאַס. באַ מיט וואָר מאַ מורין בישום מיט. חוט מאַ ביז קומ ווי גלא ריי איז שוין דאָמי. אַבער שוין איז אַבער זיי מוין גיימ אַלע יאַבער לאַחס מיין אויף דאָ הויק, יא הויק וואָר יאַב. באַ מיט וואָר מאַ מורין ביז מאַן שיין די קאָב אין מיסחב אין וואָר דאָ סאַצ מיין. קי גיין שוין זיי ליבן איז ווי בייס די שאַבס. אוי מיר וואַשן אין טאַפשיל. אוי אונס אישו לבייעו, וחייצי לזה. אבו נסחבו להעביר על המיצס דובד, אם הוא יבינו ונעצמי וישו עשור מישראל יאו ולא יאוי. ואם אונסי להעביר לבשור מישראל יאוי ולא יאוי. ואתו נסחבו להעביר על המיצו משו מיצס דובד. וכל הדבורים האלו שלוי בשעס הצעירו. אבו בשעס הצעירו, והוא שיהם יגמר לחושו כאילו חנצה לחברו, ויזרזירו על מישראל ואתו דוסו ממיצו מן המיצס. יהוי גבול יאבי, אפילו הלחס משור מצווייס, בין ננס בשי חסורו, בין ננס ביני לביני וכחוד. כל מי שנמה ביאבי ועל יהוי בני הגבולו בארי זה משחי ונפשי. וכל מי שנמה בוי, יהוי גבול יאבי ובני הגבולו בארי זה כיבי של השם. ואם הוי יובה עשורו מישראל הרי זה כיבי של השם ברבי, כאילו ניל חנן משל עזר מרבי כאילו וחביר. ואילו ינהו למהוכו שימיילו על מלוסו, ועליהם נמא קולך ורדנו כלעים וחשבנו קצין טיפחו ועליהם נמא כיסו לחסיני קירסי פריסי על איזרח וכל מי שנמא ביואי ועל יעביר ויובה ולוי נהרג אז מחל את השם ואם הוא יבשור מישראל אז זכיר את השם ברבי וביטל מצססה שיקיד יש השם ויובה על מצס לא יססה שיחיר להשם ואף עוד בכם ושאובה באינס אימאו כנעיסי ויצורך לימה שיממיסי נעיסי בזדן אפילו הור הבנס, שאימאוקין וממיסין אלוהיו ברצני ובעידים ועשרוי, שנמה בזניסי נזר אל המלך, ונוסעתי אני אספונאי בו אם שאהו, מפי השמוע לומדו, הרו לו יונוס ולו ישי ולו ימותה, ומיים אבלסכחובים שיחרו לו מנהקר, הואי וירעיסו בעינס, שנחי את קורס, ונצורך לימה מססבזן, כאולכים אלו שום מיצס אמור את בתאו, ובערי ישועים אלו הנער אלו ססדובו, אבל יוכל למעלה את נפשי לבריח מתחס אל המלך הראשו והנה איסה, הנה הוא ככלב שוב על קיה והוא ניקרו עיבד אבי זכחובים במזי והוא ניטחת מנועי למבוא וירג למדרגע התחתינו של גנד. This is the only place in the Yel HaZokor where the Rambam mentions the term גנד. In all of Yel HaZokor, the Rambam doesn't mention גנד. When he discusses נלחשובה, those who have חלק לבוא, those who do not have חלק לבוא, but he doesn't mention גנד. And because of that, so there were some in the days of the Rambam who accused him that he didn't believe in Gemini. But anyway, this is the only place in Yoda Hazoko where the Rambam mentions the term Gemini. Now, in Pirusha Mishneh Chilek, he discusses what Gemini means. But in Yoda Hazoko, that's the only place. And there are certain manuscripts where this clause does not even appear. Reunit Rat Minoeirum Abo Veirik Limadriga Tachtina Shogenim doesn't even appear. But the question is, what does the Rambam say here? Avolim Yoletli, Avolim Yocheli Malik Napshe, Vilit Vreach Mitachas Yad HaMelech Horosho, Veineise, Hinei Hu Kikelef Shovalki, Vihu Nikroi Vidal is Chovim Bimezit. Whether we are Geris, Reunit Rat Minoeirum Abo Veirik Madriga Tachtina Shogenim, or we're not Geris, but that appears in the Rambam, that is considered to be like a chovim b'meizim, if he can escape. Now, what kind of a chiddush is it? Naturally, in other words, the Rambam shita is that even under averus, where the halacha is yehoreg lo yaveir, but if he was aveir v'lo ne'arak, so he's poter a bunch. Because anonus is. Why is he anonus? Because he was forced under the threat of being killed. So that gives him a dinonus, even though he has the prayer of options, and he can choose to let himself be killed, but a dinonus he has. So why? Because it says the poshes. But naturally, if an anonus will tell a Jew, you be Michal Shabbos, not only Abdizor, you be Michal Shabbos. If you're not Michal Shabbos, then I'll take away all your assets. All your mechosi, you'll become a pauper, you'll have to be mechazar lapsochi. So the halacha is, the din is chon halacha, it's simen kufin and zayin, v'ab shem lekech mechol lepof, chol nafshi chol lepchol meyidecho, afi unei tiles kol mameincho, even if he's an odol mshech, she mamein lechol lepol av migufei, there are certain people, whether justifiably or not, who achos al mamein om yeis amigufo, who are ready to risk their lives in order to protect their assets. There are certain people like that. So even if someone is that kind of a person, so he's mechuyev to give up all his money, not to be even on any issue of the Torah. That's the Gzeiras HaKosu. In other words, that's the Gzeiras HaKosu of Chol Meidecho, Atul Neitel Eskom Omeincho. So that implies that he only has a din onus if the anus is ready to take away his life, but if the anus is ready to take away his property and he'll remain a pauper, he doesn't have a din of anus. So, why does the Rambam have to tell us if he can escape, if he can emigrate from that country, and he doesn't, so then he's a kachovim b'meizim. Naturally, he's a kachovim b'meizim. But it seems that the Rambam mentions another halacha. And on that halacha is not such a double portion. Now the Miri mentions 2 days. The Miri in Sanhedrin.
Ahu veloy mitre, v'chein chayo v'chrises einem bikores, elo shu b'eine shchil Hashem, u'mikol nokin im yochel v'vreyach u'yishom eit meise aveiro, v'lo yoso hari ze meisit gomo, elo shav v'zu yishem rin, shein bezni me misi meisei. ויש חלקין אב ברישיין עולי מה שממיסי נעשי, עם מסר ועולי מה של חיים ניסי, אב ואינס הוא ירקי. So, the Miri mentions here three shittas. One shitta is the shittas Rambam. One shitta is the shittas Rambam, that even an abdizor and gilarayas and even shvichas domi. So, the aloha is yoi vo yave. But suppose the Amos told Ruben, you kill Shimon, otherwise we kill you. So he's mechuyev to let himself be killed. But he didn't bring that sacrifice, and he killed Shimon. So he spotted a bunch, because he didn't know who he is. Even though, I mean, my chazis, why should his life be more precious? But that's human nature. A human being is instinctively more chos on his life than on the other fellow's life. So Mimele, he has a dinonus. He has a dinonus. That the shit is around. But that's only if he couldn't be Bereach. But if he could be Bereach, and he doesn't, then he doesn't even have a dinonus. Then he's Chayim Nisei. Of course, it has to be with Asroi and Eidim, but he does not have a dinonus. Then the Miri mentions the Shite, that's the Shite of the Ramach and the Rav Reb David. Rav Reb David's Shite is that Baal Rizor, Gil Arayos, Shvichos Domi, if he wasn't Nes HaNefesh himself, so then he's Chayim Nisei. Rav Reb David says, in regard to Chil Shabbos, so even though, let's say, it's just a Shmat, or Mischav Mavire, and Bifaresi, so he's mechuyev to give up his life. Let's say the Amos is mischavin la'avirei al chil Shabbos, and his Faresi always is hashmat. He's mechuyev to give up his life. And suppose he doesn't give up his life, and he is mechal Shabbos. So then he's potter avonshi, because pikuach nefesh is deichad yisah of chil Shabbos per se, but he's only mechuyev bishas hashmat or bifaresi mischav la'avirei. Mitzad Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. So for Chil Hashem, for being Mevato Kiddush Hashem, one is not Chayim Nisei. And Mechaleo Meis Yumos, that's for the Nisei of Risase Kom Melocho. But insofar as the Nisei of Risase Kom Melocho is concerned, so that Pikuach Nefesh is Deich, but Bishas Hashmat, he is mechuyev to give up his life mitzad Kiddush Hashem and mitzad Chil Hashem. But for being mevatel Kiddush Hashem, for being eiver al miser of Yisachar Lashem Kodshi, there is no chil mise. Chil mise there is for the avere of Misasek Omlocho, but the iser of Misasek Omlocho is nitchen pekachos. That seems to be the double portion. That's what Rav Reb David says. So Rav Reb David agrees with the Rambam in regard to Shor HaNefesh, even if it is a situation where he is mechuyev to Bnei HaNefesh himself, but since it's not on the score of the Chin or Yisah, that the Yisah is not Mitre, but it's on the score of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, so the Mele, if he was a Meir, so he was either alive, but Mise is what Rav Reb David says, Mashim Kim vis-a-vis. So there the Yisar itself is not Nitre, as the Rambam says in Muhammad, the Yisar itself is not Nitre. So the Mele, if he was a Meir, he's Chayim Nisa also. So what does the Rambam say? But Onus Rachmone Patre, that means Onus. If somebody is Miami in Sinara Moroso, what would you do? But here, he has Pira Chopshis. It's not easy to give up one's life. Of course it's not easy. And to give up all the moment is easy. It's not easy either. But since the halacha is of chol meyodecho, afilu netil kol momencho, so mimele he doesn't have a din of onus. So here too, Rav Reb David says, since in regard to Avodah Zarah, and in regard to Arayos and Shechus Domim, there is halacha, the mitzat chayim to his, chayim ero yisah, so the Yisar of Avodah Zarah is not mitre. So he's not an onus. What kind of an onus is it? Just because there is a hardship, of course there is a hardship. But onus means he couldn't help it. If somebody is Mianis Naram Roso, she's an onus. But here he has Pira Hopshis. So maybe he's not an onus. But the Rambam Shita is not like a Rav Kotam, even though he has clear chopshis, so he's not an onus gomo. But a din onus he has. Now, I won't, but a Rav Kotam and the Ramach Shita is that since the Yisar is not litre, and so the male is not even considered an onus, and he doesn't even have a dinonus. He doesn't even have a dinonus. Now, I just want to point out, even what the Rav Rodovit says is not such a double portion, because we discussed so many shittas of Hashem in Yoy Wal Yaver, so we are able to understand the shita of Don Hashem. Rav Rodovit says that vis-a-vis Chil Shabbos, Shoy Surin Shabbateiro, that Pikuach Nefesh is there, but in Shas HaShmad, he's mechuyev to Misa Nefesh, Mischav La'avir and Mifaresye, he's mechuyev to Misa Nefesh. So then, if he's not Misa Nefesh himself, he's potter of Misa, because there is no Chil Misa for the Misa of Chil Hashem. That is true according to the Shita of Rav Rodovit, but it's not true according to the Shita of the Smart, the Teisves and Arizona that Nachman Kalev mentions. Teisves and Arizona that Nachman Kalev mentions in the name of the Smart in regard to a case where the Amos told Reuven, you will be able to your own behemoth, you will be mishtachve to your own behemoth, if not I kill you, and then he was mishtachve to the behemoth. So the Gemara says, "Loi kashe kam bitzi hakel holi b'chol isopi uchshom ha'akosu." According to the smag would be chilik even on a Rav Rodovit, because the Gemara says, "Elo marovi hakel holi b'chol isopi uchshipor la'akosu b'chay ben rishiyom uzbeim yotzeimis." ועוד הכוס הרחמון אלו ישחל לשם קודשי, דף יהוד אינס, הו כיצד, הו ביצינא והו בפרס, הו ביצינא והו בפרס, so, סמאג explains it, he says, הו כפירושי, אומרו בהכו רואי בכלל ניסובי, בין לעזור את מיניסי, כי שאינו בחי בו יוצא אינס ביצינא מכל וכל, בין לעזור את מיניסי, אבל הו מיינו עובד, יקייסי בכל נפשכו, שיש לי מסר עצמי אפילו בכל מיסה, כי דו אומר לזה בפרייסי, כי שאין מר מסר חלו, ואז זה בכלור, ואין לו דפרסיה, בין לעזור בין מיסה, הוי, so ממילא, בפרסיה, so that means, that בפרסיה, where he is מחויב to be מיסה נפש himself, for אבלי זוהי, on the score of חיל השם, not on the score of the איסר אבלי זוהי, because according to the smart, the Yisri, Pikoach Nefesh is Deichet Yisra Abrizore. But, and Bitzine is Nechuyev to Mesa Nefesh himself because of the Esel Vahab Shulach Yachad Bechol Vof Chol Nafcho. But there is no Yisra. But the Paresye, he is Nechuyev to Mesa Nefesh himself because of the Yisra of Chil Hashem. So since he is Nechuyev to Mesa Nefesh himself because of Chil Hashem, so mainly if he is not Mesa Nefesh himself, this Mark says, he'll be Chayim Yisra. But the question is, Chayiv Nisa for what avera? For the Yisar of Chil Hashem? And if somebody, if an Orthodox Jew lies to Goyim, so he's also Mechal Hashem. So he's Chayiv Nisa? He's not Chayiv Nisa? There is no Chayiv Nisa for the Yisar of Chil Hashem. So here, since the Yisar of Abrizore per se, the love of Nisaotim is Nitrem Pekachemesh. But, Bifahesye, he is Mechuyiv Nisa Nefesh because of the Yisar of Chil Hashem. So why should it be Chayiv Mise? Since when is there a Chayiv Mise for Chil Hashem? So we explain in the Sheet of the Smart that he agrees with the Sheet of the Rav Netan, Daf Nun Zayin Mitzochim. So the Sheet of Rav Netan, Daf Nun Zayin Mitzochim is that in Esed Yechalesis, Rav Netan says it in regard to Esed Yechalesis. Now, there is a lot to be Chayiv Biklai, Mishir Chamiya Yahu. So suppose somebody was sheichel echayo or a tziper, and he has no offer, and the only way to obtain offer is to bechirei the karki. But he has no instruments, he cannot bechirei the karki with his hands, impossible. It's physically impossible to obtain offer by being chiddush the karken with his hands, but he has a share in the chameir, and they are more handy, and they can be chiddush and obtain offer for him. But he has to be chiddush the share of chameir yadov. But that's why the rabbi said, you are not allowed to be chiddush the share of chameir yadov, climb the behemo. So, Babeno, so he's allowed the said, so in the case where it's indispensable for the kiyum of mitzvah of kisra adam to be chiddush b'shev chamer yardo, so then the Gemara in Pesachim says the essay of kisra adam is dichad alav of misachim b'shev chamer yardo. So he's alav as dichad essay. But suppose Rambam says that is if it is b'misachim. But suppose in sheikh b'tzipeir or in chayo anon, and he so he's mechuyev to be mechasen adam. He doesn't have any offer prepared, but in order to obtain the offer, he has to be chirish in the karka, b'sheir mechamer yardo. So that will involve two problems. One problem with the love of misachim b'sheir mechamer yardo. Had it been the misachim, so the eser kisra adam would be deichet the love of misachim b'sheir mechamer yardo. But it's a yontev, and yontev, oh, there is another issa of kol melocha lo yoseh bo. And Yom Tov, you are not allowed to go in Lochem. And that's an essay in the Lysis. And the Nesse, the Lysis, an essay. So the essay of Kisra Adam is capable of being Deich and the love of Misachim Shem Chamer Yadov. But it's not capable of being Deich and the love of Lochem of Yom Tov. So suppose, so he's not allowed to be Chirish. And Yom Tov, because it's Lysis and essay. Suppose, so Rambam says, suppose he was chirish b'sheir mechamer yardov. So not only is he chayev malkes for the love of Moloche Yom Tov, Rambam says that men zayin tzochim, he is chayev malkes for the love of Lisachis b'sheir mechamer yardov also. But why? Why should he chayev at all insofar as the love of Lisachis b'sheir mechamer yardov? That's only a lazy say. Not an essay, he doesn't have an essay. So the essay of Kisadam is capable of being deiche, and had it been an yimacheyo, not a yonte, he would best would tell him, you be chereshe lechameyo, as in the chereshe. But since it's a yonte, and the tchiye couldn't take place in the payal anyway, so mele there is no tchiye chal imman the yisrael of lesachim she lechameyo. So what is the shita of Rambam? The shita of Rambam is, not only in Esedich HaLeses, in all Tchiyas in Kolatere Kule, that when can there be a din of Tchiyas only if the Tchiyas can be realized by Peya in practice. But if by Peya for some other reason it cannot be realized, so then even the Yisea that on a theoretical level could be in Tchiyas, but since there is an Adam Nea, because there is another Nisar, the Nisar of Loch and Yom Tov, which prevents him from carrying out Tchiyah B'Peyal. So Mimele, Tchiyah is not Chal, even on the Nisar of Misachis B'Sheir Mechamer Yadov. So Rambam Shite is not only Shite Yesed Yechalei Seh, it's a Shite in Tchiyah in Kolat Rekule. So that is the Shite of the Smak. The Smak says that if somebody, like Kontra Smak, if an Anos, will force a Jew to be Mechal Shabbos. Not be Faresia and Mishal Vavir. So he has to be Mechal Shabbos. Because Gach Nefesh is Deiche, the Yisrael of Nisasek on Locha. But suppose the Anos will force him to Shas Hashmar, be Faresia, Mishal Vavir, he is Mechuyev to be Mishal Nefesh himself because of the Yisrael of Chul Hashem. And suppose he wasn't Mishal Nefesh himself, his Chayu Yisrael, he will be Asroi and Kavod Asroi. But of course, if there is no asroi, kabot asroi, you cannot get mise. But kores will be chayiv anyway. Kores doesn't require. So it will be chayiv mise, it will be chayiv kores for chil Shabbos. But how can it be chayiv mise and kores for chil Shabbos? The isa of chil Shabbos is nitre. The answer is, the isa of chil Shabbos per se is nitre. But in this case, there cannot be tchiyah b'peyah on account of another Yisrael, of his Chalash and Kochi. Since there cannot be Tchiyah B'Peyal, so Mimele, Pikach Nefesh is not the Yechidim. That's the Shita of the Smag. So Mimele, according to the Smag, would be Chilik on the Rav of David. And the Smag would say, the Smag would say, even in Gartoch in Shabbos, where there is
Pikach Nefesh is Deicha normally, but if it is a situation where he's clear to be his Nefesh himself because of the Isa of Chil Hashem, so the Mele, since there cannot be clear the payout of the Deen, Lechatchile, so the Mele, even the Isa of Chil Shabbos is not Deicha. But Harav Reb David obviously disagrees with the Shita of Rabbetan. That's why Harav Reb David says, Harav Reb David, he was a Talmud of the Ramban. So that's why Harav Reb David says that by Achru Shabbos, no other Yisurim Shebeteiro, even if he was Mechuyev to be Misalefesh himself, and he was not Misalefesh himself, he's Potter of Onshin, because insofar as the Isa of Chil Shabbos or of Nivele or Trefe or any Isa is concerned, that was Mitre, but he was Mechuyev to be Misalefesh because of the Isa of Chil Hashem. For Chil Hashem there is no Misa. He rejects the Shita from the time. So that's the Shita of Rabbi, but with Gabi Avizor and the Raish was Domi, where there is no Tchir Mitzvah because of him or Isa, so even if he was forced under the threat of being killed, so he's still high Misa, because according to the Rambam, he has a Din of Onus, since he did it under coercion, and the alternative would be to let himself be killed. According to Rabbi David, since he had Tchir Chofshis, and it was within his control to give up his life, so he doesn't have a Din of Onus. But in the case, the Miri says, so in the case in Yochel Livreach Vishomit Meisa Deiro, Vilo Yoso, Harizem is it Gomo, Eloshav Bezu Yeshemrim, Shem Bezd Memisi Meisi. But the Rambam says, Harizem is Chom Bimeisi, so Bezd Niz Memisi Meisi. Vyeish Chelki, so Vyeish Chelki Nav Bavishem. So this is the Ramach, and the Rav Reb David. But the Yesh Chilkin of the Rishenio, Reima Hashem Nisi Neise. But El Shabbizu Yeshem Rim Shein Bez Nibis Neise. Even if he had the alternative to escape. So Sefer Mizagoyes, Rav Avrom Sefer Mizagoyes says, Kim Yiren Rambam Yuchas Yisei Yadim Vepirikei Awach Adalai, but I don't know why he says Kim Yiren Rambam, when the Rambam says explicitly, Harizei Avun Yochel Yifreyach, Hareyu Kikelef Shok Mikiei, Harizei Kachon Bemezi, Vyered Umadrega Tachtinu Shol Geni. How can you say that there is this Rambam? I don't know why Rav Avrom Sefer says Kim Yiren Rambam. That's not the Shittes Rambam. The Shittes Rambam is that Mimisi may say, but it's another Shittes. Now the Rivosh mentions in Machlokes Aposki, Ligabi the Anusim of Svora in 1492. So Queen Isabella Yimach Shmo, so she issued the decree that any Jew who wants to remain in Spain, he has to embrace Christianity. Otherwise, either he'll be killed by the Inquisition, he'll be burned by the Inquisition. So she gave them a few months' time within which they were able to emigrate from Spain. But once that they arrived and they didn't emigrate, then they had no choice of emigrating. Then the choice was either between embracing Christianity or be killed by the Inquisition. So now, The deadline happened to be in 1492, unteachable. The deadline happened to be, I don't know what day it was in the civil calendar, but that was the same day that Columbus left Spain, and that led him to America. But it was unteachable, that was the deadline. So now, the question is, there were a number of Jews who did not take advantage of leaving Spain before the Tisha B'Av of 1492. And then after Tisha B'Av in 1492, so they were sad that they didn't leave Spain. They were sorry. But then they had no other alternative except to let themselves be killed by the opposition. So the question is, those Jews who even after Tisha B'Av in 1492 were happy that they remained and they didn't emigrate, they certainly did not have the Din of Anusim. No doubt, they had the Din of Nizidim and the Apostolates. Now, most Poskim agree with the Shittas HaRambam that even though it's Yoreh V'Yaveh and Avizore, but if it's Ovah V'Loimeh, Arachi has a Din of Anusim. And the Poskim Ha'Loche, the Tashbats, the Divorce, I mean, they were Machshir the Anusim, the Maranos Leimis. That was the question, whether a Maranos and Anus is Kosher Leimis or not. So, according to Arab Gadolim Ramah, they were Apostolates. They were Rishonim. They were not Anusim. Why? They wanted to preserve their lives, well, but there is Yoreh V'Yaveh. But most Poskim were Machriya like the Rambam, that even though he's Mechuyah to Misa Nefesh, but a Din Onus yes, if he does it under coercion, and the alternative would be to let himself be killed, so he has a Din of Onus. He has a Din of Onus. As a matter of fact, I mean, I don't want to mention names, but they were certain daily Israel, who in 1492, so they were children, they were 6 years old. So their parents didn't want, you know, to let themselves be killed. Some melee, so they remained there. But then when they became older, so they managed to leave Spain. One was of the daily apostle, I don't want to mention the name, because in Montjuve, someone mentioned it to him that as a child of 6 years, so then he reprimanded why he mentioned it to him. But so the question is, those Jews who did not leave Spain when they had an opportunity to leave Spain and go in exile to Portugal, to Turkey, to any country where they could go, and they didn't go. But then, after the Tisha B'Av of 1492, they were sorry. But they couldn't help it. And then they still could help it, but only by letting themselves be killed. So, did they have a Din of Anusim or not? So the Mivosh mentions there was a Machlokes. Apparently, this is the Machlokes Rishonim. This is Machlokes Rishonim. In other words, when the Miri says, Shabuzuli Shemim Shimbezmi Nisinei say, he doesn't mean Bezmi Nisinei say that in the last moment when he's in the Mizore, he has an alternative of going into exile, so he has a deal of bonus. What kind of an honor is he? He has a deal of bonus only if the alternative would be getting killed. But if the alternative is to go in exile, that's like Komomenko, that's just a difficult circumstance. Only if the alternative is be killed, that gives him a Din Onus. But if the alternative is going into exile, not. So what does he mean? And we call him Yochel Yifreyach who is Shomit Meise Adebo, where we also have his amazing Gomo. Haris amazing Gomo. So what does it mean, Haris amazing Gomo? It means, if before he was able, like the Jews in Spain, so they had a 3 month period within which to go into exile. And then the last moment they didn't have the alternative of the Torah. So according to the Rambam, even in such a case, and you'll see from the Igeres Kiddush Hashem, even in such a case, he does not have a Din of Anus. Even though at the last moment, when he's in the Mizore, at the time of the Maisa Avera, he is an Onus, but since he could have avoided it, so he doesn't have a Din Onus. He doesn't have a Din Onus. But and then there is a Shite, V'yesh Chili, so he says, El Asher, Al Buzu Yishem Rimshim Bezim and Nisinese. So it doesn't mean, even if at the time of the Maisa Avera he has an alternative of escaping, then there is no such ite that he's not an onus. Then of course he's not an onus. Then there is no such ite that he's still an onus. Then of course he's not an onus. But
if the last minute at the time of the Maisa Beire, he has no choice except letting himself be killed. So then the Rambam says that in view of the fact that before he had an alternative of escaping, but he waited till the last minute and then he has no other alternative except letting himself be killed, so he becomes lazy. Onus means even to have it been onus. In other words, because he couldn't have avoided except by letting himself be killed. But he could have avoided it without letting himself be killed, just sustaining hardships of goles. So then he doesn't have any bonus. And the Arishim will say, since at the time of the Malisaveir, so the other alternative would be only to be killed, so maybe he has a bonus. He has a bonus. So that's the machlokes Hashem. Now, so we have so many shittas. We have the shite of the Rambam, and we have the shite that the Miri mentions, that which is more than the Rambam, that even if at first he had an alternative of escaping, but then at the time of the Maisa Avera he had no other alternative, so he still had ignorance. Now, we find a similar machlokes Hashem in Ksuvetz at the beginning of Emun Aretz. So, I don't want to go over it, but in Shiv Kubetzes Daf Lamed, you'll find that machlokes Hashem. In Shiv Kubetzes Daf Lamed, that deals with the situation as follows. Let's say, Shimon says to Reuven, Shimon is a kid. Shimon is a Zar. So a Zar is not allowed to eat Trumo. He's not allowed to eat Trumo. He's Chayav Nisim Shemayim. If he's Zar, eats Trumo. So Shimon the Zar says to Reuven, you push down Trumo into my disabli. You push it into my disabli. And then Reuven starts pushing it. He starts pushing it until it reaches such a stage that it is already so far in the esophagus that at that time they just in 1 second so it will be swallowed by him. But then at that moment when he's on the verge of swallowing, he says, no, I'm sorry, I don't want to eat Trumo. I don't want to eat Trumo. And then Reuven doesn't listen to him. He says to him, you told me to do it, I'm doing it, you cannot change your mind. So he pushes it out. So there is a machlokes Hashem, whether he has a din of an onus or he doesn't have a din of an onus. So you have a similar machlokes. You have a similar machlokes. In other words, whether the Maisa Avera is done when he swallows the Trumo. The putting of the Trumo in his mouth, he can keep it in his mouth 24 hours. He is not in the Daveir. It's only when he goes down to disappear. So, in this case, so the Shibukhbetzes Daflam in Suvis mentions Machlokes Hashem. So there is one Shite that he has it in Ovanus. Why? Because at the time when he told him, push it down to my disappear, then it was not in Ovanus, then it was Berotzim. But then he didn't eat it. And when is he in the Daveir? When he swallows it, so Reuven already pushes it into his Bisabriya against his will. So my Hagel Rebbe. So that's the Machlokes. So, what is it?
He's not swallowed
it.
1 second.
Why? No. If Reuven will listen to him, Reuven is in a position to take it out. Reuven has his finger. So, deep in his mouth. And if Reuven will listen to him, so then he can take it out, he will not swallow it. But Reuven doesn't want to listen to him. It's too late, he says. You told me so. So at the time of the Maisa Avera, when he swallows it, he's an onus. But he could have prevented it by not telling Reuven to push it into his bisavir. So Mimele, some Rishonim say that he is not an onus, and some Rishonim say that he is an onus. So, with flu is the same machlokes Hashem. In other words, where someone, the case that the Miri mentions, where let's say in
in Sivan, let's say, so if the Jew in Spain had the opportunity of going into exile. Now, untouchable, you know, he has no alternative of going into exile, but only of letting himself be killed, be burned at the Inquisition, and that's honest, because if that is the only alternative, so still, some Rishonim say he's not an honest, some Rishonim say he is an honest. So you could say, those Rishonim say over there, he is an honest, so we say here, he's also an honest. And those Rishonim say over there is not an honest, will say in the case where Reuven is pushing the Trumo into Bisabria of Shimon, when Shimon has Charote, and he's screaming that he should push it, so he's not an honest either. You could say that. But it's possible that one is not always the other. Of course, it goes without saying. Those Rishonim who say that even in the case where Reuven pushes down the Truma into the Sabri of Shimon, when Shimon is screaming, please don't do it, I'm sorry, I'm a mistake. So, and still he's not an honest. So they'll certainly say in the case of the Jews who are teachable, felt sorry that they did not escape in here in Sydney in Tammuz, that they're certainly not a Muslim. Masha'im came, the Rishonim, even the Rishonim, who say over there that he needs an honest. So maybe only over there is an honest. Because the last moment when he does the Maisar Beire, there is nothing he can do, he's beyond his control, what else should he? He's screaming on top of his lungs, and he's fighting Reuven, and he wants to prevent the swallowing of the Truma into the Beis Abriye. But Reuven pushes it into his Beis Abriye, Baal Koch of Shimon. So, the Meile, some Shem say, at the time of the Maisar Beire, he's an honest, because my heart will never. That doesn't mean that in respect to the Jews who were able to go to exile here and in Sivan and didn't, and even Antishemov, they are still able not to be Rabbi, not to shmat themselves. But then the alternative is to get killed. So maybe even the Rishonim who say that Rabbi, that he had an honest, because the last minute he's an honest gobble of my heart, remember. Masha'im came here, where even the last moment, he's not an honest gobble. He's still only a demonus. So when can he have a demonus? If at no time he had no other alternative. But if at the time before he had another alternative to go into exile, he doesn't even have a demonus. So in other words, so the Rishonim who say that he's not an honest in the case of the Beis Abriye, so we will certainly agree that he is an Eved Avizor B'Mezi through the Shitas Rambam. But even the Rishonim who say that over there he has been an honest, so maybe it's because the last moment at the time of Beis Abriye is an honest goal of my Harul Meba, is beyond his control. But in this case, in the last moment, he is mechuyev to give up his life, and he has a choice. But it's a hard choice. So, if at no moment he had any other alternative except to give up his life, then it would give him a dinos. But since before he had another alternative of sustaining the hardship of exile and didn't do it, and even now he's not an only Shlomo, so maybe they'll agree with the Shitas HaRambam. Alright, the Rambam says that though even in regard to Avizor, Gelarai v'Shechazon, that if he was even blowing the Arag, he's Potter of Onshin. Why? Because, Nanu is Asidor, because he's an Onus. He didn't Onus yet. So we would expect the Rambam, I mentioned the Rambam several times already, Agahur, that the same thing the Rambam should say in regard to Chaloyim. If somebody is a Chayre and the doctor say that Eilei Rifuo, he doesn't have any before except for the Avero and the Zorik, the Hayes, the Shvachas Domi. The Shvachas Domi, in other words, let's say, suppose someone is very sick. He's very sick and he needs a blood transfusion. But only the blood of a certain person is good for him. Will make him, will enable him to recover. But, and if the blood is taken out from that other person, the other person will die. So of course it's your boy Avero. So suppose it's over for him, so the Rambam says, Ancient will be best. So the question is, why is this different than the case of Anosi? So I mentioned that there is a machlokes between the Osameach and the Bekeres HaMishne, and the Yabba Melech. The Yabba Melech, that's a grandson of the Nebihud, Rabbi Lezer Segolam, the grandson of the Nebihud. The Yabba Melech and the Rambam, the Bismelech, that's it. So the Osameach says that the reason as to why the Rambam distinguishes Chaloni from Anosi, because when can we consider the nonus, a din nonus, when there is actual coercion, in my sense. So the Anosi, so he's forced, he's cursed. But the Chayre, no one curses him to kill the other fellow, but in order to save his life, he draws out the blood from the other fellow. There is no Maiseides, so he cannot tell you Dinonus. That's what the Osameach says. In other words, in order to have a Dinonus, there must be a Maiseides. Not if he has a device of redeeming his life through the Tzichet. That doesn't give him a Dinonus. This is what the Osameach says. But Mekeres HaMishne and Yabba Melech, they say another chapter. In other words, they say it doesn't make any difference whether there is a Maiseides or not a Maiseides, as long as the alternative would be death. So merely he has a Dinonus, whether there is a Maiseides or not. But by Chere, by Anosim, so it's a Vadai. If he doesn't kill, so the Anos will kill him. So he has a Dinonus. But by Chere, all right, the doctor says, if he doesn't draw out the blood from that other fellow, he'll die. Sometimes doctors are correct in their diagnosis, in their prognosis, in their prediction, and sometimes they're not correct. So mainly it's only a possibility. So mainly, because Anisha says that's why it's not a nonus. In order to have a dinonus, it must be a vada. But just a possibility, it doesn't get in a dinonus. But according to Mekem Samishne, if by Chirer there will be a situation where it's a vada, that if it doesn't, if he doesn't draw out the blood from the other fellow, he'll vada die. There is no doubt. So then he'll be put off in his place. He'll be put off in his place. According to the Kemsa Mishneh and the Yadamah. And I mentioned several times that from the Miri in Sanhedrin it's much more like the Kemsa Mishneh. Not like Yosemite. But one thing we see from the Rambam, that the Rambam distinguishes between the halacha of pikuach nefesh and the halacha of onus. So, in other words, the din of onus applies in Tavu Zoregila, Arayes, and Shurazom. But the din of pikuach nefesh, Deirche, does not apply to Tavu Zoregila, Arayes, and Shurazom. Because the Rambam says, by Chere, if the Reichim said, Eile Lifuo, Achiyaber Avizore, Achiyaber Avila Arayis, and then, so Zior Vayaber, Imob Avloi Nerag Yishayim Nisi, for Avizore, for Avila Arayis. So we see from that Rambam, that the Rambam does not agree with the Shite of the Mui, with the Shite of the Smart, that Pekach Nefesh is Deichet in Yisrach Avizore. But it is Mechuyev Mitzah, the Eser of Vahavtzor Kiyach B'chol Vofu B'chol Napshecho to Mitzah Nefesh. No, the Zerzakosu from B'chol Napshecho is the clarity of the Halokhe that Pekuach Nefesh is not Deiche V'Yisrael Nizom. V'chaypev doesn't apply to other Nizom. That is just the Rambam. Otherwise, the Rambam wouldn't say, Ein Shiloh Bezdin, Ein Shiloh. Now, if Pekuach Nefesh is not Deiche, the Yisrael, of Abelizore, but it's only it's not Deiche, but in case of Anosi, it's Potter Wonshi, because Onus Rachmele Patre,
And onus is only Ptorobonshin, is only Ptorobonshin, so the melee, it should follow that by Anosim itself, if the Anos tells him, you be Eliyahu, otherwise I kill you. So the least, so the Avis of Pikach Nefesh, not only Pikach Nefesh itself, but the Avis of Pikach Nefesh, when the Anos tells him, otherwise I kill you, is not Deiche, the Yisor HaMizor. But even though it's not Deiche, it's even the Yisor HaMizor, eh? But still, he is Mechuyev to, as still, if he is Eiver, so then he is not Chayev Onshin, because Onus Rachmon Epat. Now the question is, the Rambam, we got a B'neiach, so the Gemara has an Abayah, B'neiach Mitzuvah Otimish Hashem Onan, and then that took Yosoy Yisrael Rambam in the Gemara, according to the Rambam's Gemara, said the Gemara was patient, that the B'neiach is not Mitzuvah Otimish Hashem, even the Paresi. So if the B'neiach is forced to be in the Mizore, otherwise he'll be killed, even the Paresi, so he is allowed to be in the Mizore. And the Rai is from Naamon. So Elisha told Naamon that when he is together with his master in the base of Mizore, and the master forces him to bow down to Mizore, he is also allowed to bow down to Mizore. The Baneach is not the Tzivah of Hashem. So the Rosh Rambam is as follows. Perikud Yuchas Melochim Halocha Beis. בניח שום סיאנו סלאבי הלחס מריצויסו. מותר לי לאבי, אף הוא ממנה סלאבי למזור אימי, לפי שניצו מן אלתי יש השם. So, לפי שניצו מן אלתי יש השם. So, מותר לי לאבי. Why is מותר לי לאבי? If the shit is a Rambam had been, like the smart, that פיקוח נפש, justice is דייכה כל התריקות, is דייכה, the יסר, is the Chediser of Avidizore also, but it's only Chiyuvese of Afunitres Afshecho, but the Yisar of Avidizore per se is Nitre. So then we could explain, if we were to assume that the Shiva Saramba means that the Aloha of the Chaiwe applies to the Nitre. So number one, we mentioned that, Chaim says that, and the Arai is from the Rambam, that the Aloha of the Chaim doesn't apply to the Nech. So the Aloha of Pikuach Nefesh, Deiche Isurim, is the Yisroel Nebor, not the Nech. That's the Shiva Rambam. So the Mele, why does the Rambam say, the Nech, Shon, Siyano, Slavi, Alachas, Mitzvei, so, Mutal, Lavi, Afilunena, Slavi, Davizor, Eivin, why? Assuming, even if the Shiva's Rambam had been like the smart, that Pikach Nefesh is the Yichidus HaMizore, it's only a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv of the Ese Aflo Nicholas Nafshecho. But the din of Pikach Nefesh Deiche Kolatelekule doesn't apply to the Neich. So, why does the Rambam say, B'neich Shon Siyano Slaver Lachad Yitzis of Mutal Laveir? And then the Shiva Rambam is not like this man. The Rambam says the Feresh Ligabi Yechele, that even though the Reichim said, Eilu Rifuah Chiyabi Abrizore, and he was not Mr. Nefesh himself, so it's Chayavise. It's Chayavise. So we see that Pukach Nefesh is not Deicha Bisa Abrizore. If Pukach Nefesh is not Deicha Bisa Abrizore, even by Israel, how could it be Deicha by the Neach? And then the Shiva Rambam is, that the whole halacha of the highway doesn't apply to Ibn Eyach. And because of that, so according to the Rambam, if Ibn Eyach would be a chilish yeh b'sakone, and the Rifim would say he has to eat Ibn Nachai, so according to the Rambam, he will not be allowed to eat Ibn Nachai. So why does the Rambam say, Ibn Eyach shon siyanos lava lachin zings of muta lilave, afu imena slavi da mizoyne? So obviously, it's not on the basis of the highway. The din of Vechaybe, first of all, doesn't apply to Abizor. And then the din of Vechaybe doesn't apply to Beneyach. But it's because of one who's Chachmon Epatre. But Onus Rachmane Patre is only to Rovonshin, but it's not a matter. So obviously, according to the Rambam is really kind of Rambam. The Rambam shit is that where is an Onus, so it's part of Rovonshin. But it's not Deichel Nisar, it's not matter of Nisar Balazar. According to the Rambam, the Halacha of Onus Rachmane Patre implies not only that it's part of Rovonshin, as long as he has it in Onus, so in Mele, it's Deichel Nisar too. Is Deichel Nisar too. So if it's Deichel Nisar by the Neach, if the Halacha of Onus Rachmane Patre is Deichel Nisar Balazar and is Deichel Nisar Balazar, so, but Shvich Gomel not, so that everybody says. I mean, the Ramban and the Chami, the Mishnah Nalach, because Shvich Gomel is because of my Chosis, so the Mele it cannot be Matir. So the Din of Onus cannot be Matir, the Nisar of Shvich Gomel. But the Din of Onus is Deiche, the Nisar of Abizore, and is Deiche, the Nisar of Arayis, by Belega. So it's Deiche by Israel too. But in Israel is Mitzvah to be Nisanefesh himself because of the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Masha'in ki b'neyach, he is not Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So in other words, so we see that according to the Rambam, there is a difference between the Halacha of Onus and the Halacha of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh doesn't apply to Abizor Gila Arayis Yishor Zom. But the Halacha of Onus is Deiche even Avrizor Egil Arayis, not Shechadon. Because it cannot be considered as a real Onus by Shechadon, because of my Chodesh. So what kind of an Onus is it? But Masha'inke, Avrizor Egil Arayis, if he has a Din Onus, so Mele he has a Din of Onus Gomor also. So the Din of Onus is Deiche the Yisar of Avrizor and is Deiche the Yisar of Arayis. But he is mechuyev to be Nisar Nefesh himself because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the Nisar of Chil Hashem. But the Nisar of Avrizore per se, and the Nisar of Arayis per se, is nitre al the Enes of Pikach Nefesh. Pikach Nefesh itself, without Enes, is not the Yichad Nisar Avrizore. But the Din of Enes, Enes of Pikach Nefesh, is the Yichad Nisar Avrizore. So that's the Shemiz Rambam, in other words. The Ramban shita is that just as Pikuach Nefesh doesn't apply to Avrizor and Gil Arayis, so the Din of Onus doesn't apply to Avrizor and Gil Arayis either. Masha'in came, the Ramban shita is that the Din of Enes, so does apply to Avrizor and Gil Arayis, but he's still mechuyev to the Nisar Nefesh himself, because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But the Din of Pikuach Nefesh Deiche, Kolatere Kule, does not apply to Avrizor and Gil Arayis. That's why, in regard to Chaloyim, so, Imovar Veloy Meis, so he's Chayav Yonshin, in regard to Anosi, he is not Chayav Yonshin. Now, so now we can understand why the Rambam, in the Chassisei Ha'Tere, so he says, the Avar Pichay, Mipnei Sheovar Be'enes, Eimau Kinei Sei, Veitzorach Reimar, Shein Misin Ei Sei, Bezdi, Afil Horak Be'enes, Shein Malkin Umemisin Al Eivar Be'tzene, Uve'edim Uvasroi, Shenema Abinei Sei Mizar El Amelech, Menosati Ani Esponai Be'ishahu, Vepi Ashmu Olomdu, Haru Velo Onus Velo Sheiri Velo Imute, Umayim Avinez Kichovim, שהוחמו לו מן הקי אלוהי לידי סובאינס, הנה חייב קורס, מצורפים המסבזן, קל וחמר לשאום מיצרס אמור את בתאירו, וברא ישועים אלו הנער לסעס דובו. So he makes his two פסוקים. One פסוק is לנער לסעס דובו, and the other פסוק is, or the דרושים in the Tereskiani, in the parasha of מלך, ונסעתי אספונאי באיש ההוא, so, Ha'hu b'loi Onus, Ha'hu b'loi Sheirik, Ha'hu b'loi Mitzik. Why did the Rambam have to mention both Pesukim? Isn't the Pesuk of Lanaro Lisasidobo enough? Apparently, there are two Halachas of Onus. One Halacha of Onus is, I mentioned it before, the Sifri and the Pesuk, Lanaro Lisasidobo, Kashu Yoko Misha, O'Reilu, Tzochek, Nadobo, Ha'hu, 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 Ha'
Mobis, Yashioko Misha or Eu Tokhikina Dover Ade. So this is he says, Anaro is as a Dobo Milamei Shupotamis, Eulia or Shupotamis, Nani Shupotamikores, also Anaro is as a Dobo. And then he says, Eula Naro Hate Milamei Shupotar Afinako. Shupotar Afinako. So the Daoche that the Tenomus is Potea. Of onshin b'diodom, like a new onshin b'shemayim, like kolos b'shemayim is deduced from lanaro is asedom. But the aloche of the tenonus is even potter from kolom, that is deduced from in lanaroche, because there are two kinds of onus. There is one onus who is an onus gom, like lara amoroso shezin sobeit. So the Torah says, in lanaroche, Moves, Kashiokum Misha already was talking about the So the Kshirish of Mikro is that the Nara Moroso that was raped is not in the Chitas. It's not Chaya to say she's a Chitas. Just as you cannot say that if somebody proving killed Shimon, the Shimon is a Chitas. How is a Chitas? He's just a victim. He didn't do anything. He's not at fault. So, a Nara Moroso, she's in Sobeines, where she's completely faultless. My Havel never. She had no choice. It was beyond her control. So there, she's not a chetas. Not only she's not a chetas. The Maisazmus is not considered her Maise as a gavre, as a voluntary agent. It's considered as a mechanical act. And that's the reason as to why Rashi says, in Ksumas Dav Gimel, that the Kimatnai Venus is not a Kimatnai because of the Naralis Asadobo. Because it's a Maise Venus is a mechanical act. It's not an act of the gavre as a gavre, it's an act of the gavre as a chetze, like the act of a stone that is hurled down by the wind upon a person and kills him. So it's not in the chetas. That kind of onus is deiche the yisal ha-mizohe. That kind of onus is deiche the yisal ha-rayes. Is deiche the yisal ha-rayes. But then there is another, and that kind of an onus is not highly called mina. So that's why the Sifri learns it out from the Posik Ila Naro Chayit Mobis. Because the Pshirish Omikho of Ila Naro Chayit Mobis is that the Naro Moroso Shizin Sobeinus where she was completely faultless, it was beyond her control. So she's not a Chetas, it's not her act as a Gavre, it's her act as a Chetzi, it's a mechanical act, it's like the act of a stone that is thrown down by the wind upon a person. So. But then, the Tiras Kiani learns out from the Posik Nesatius, Ponai Beisha Hu, Hahubeli Shegit, Hahubeli Onus, Hahubeli Mute. So the Tiras Kiani deduces that Onus is Potter of Kores, Vaya Mizore, Shegit is Potter of Kores, Mute is. Mute means someone who is misguided. So he's Potter of Kores. Now it's a Tiras Shelishbo, he's a Mute. So that kind of onus is deduced together with Shegik. Shegik is a Chetik. Because that's the Gemara in Shabbos, in Kalbot. There is a machlokes between Tanakam and Mumbes as to whether it is Shelishba bin Akum. And then it becomes a Balchure. So it was Mechal Shabbos, let's say, for so many years, whether it's Mechuyev to bring a Chatos. So the Tanakam says yes, and Mumbes says no. So why does Mumbes say no? So he says, Mezit nikrochete, Vishayik nikrochete, Vichayev kom, Yotso, Tinek Shemishba bin Akum, Shem nikrochete, Upotamikom. We don't pass like Mumbes, we pass like Tanakam. What does Mumbes say? Because Shayik is Chayevikom, because Shayik is a Chayte. Shayik is a Chayte. So, because Shayik, so he is at fault, he is not so culpably guilty as amazing. So amazing is called the Roshe. A Sheik is not called the Roshe. So it's a question of degree of guilt. But a Sheik is also at fault. What does Sheik mean? Somebody wrote on Shabbos. He didn't know that it's one of the Lachas. Oh, you will mean the law, what do you mean? He didn't know. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. He should have learned, he should have found out.
So he's at fault. He's not at fault as much as a real mazi, but he's at fault. So he's highly called Mashenki Nonus Gobo. He's not at fault, my Honorable Rebbe. But there is another kind of onus. So the onus that is deduced in the parasha of the Mavariti is the Mavariti is Ponai Vishai. So this doesn't have reference to a real onus and his gomor of Admiral Beman. That has reference to someone who is a dinos. So even shaking his potter of mised, of kores, because of the loch of onus. Actually, a shaking is potter of mised for two reasons. First of all, there is a separate tour of gomor. And then there is every shaking has a din onus also. He's not an onus gomor, but a din onus he has. So here the Safro learns out from the pasuk in Gavi Melech, Esponai v'ishahu, ha'u v'li onus, ha'u v'li shaking, ha'u v'li mute. The machlekin between Mumbes and the Tanakami is whether Tinech Nishwin Akum is an onus gomor. That's what Mumbes says. Some male is potter of corn. And Tanekame is also made a Yazidin of onus. But a Tinichinish boy is not an onus gomor, even though he's a Tinichinish boy. There are Kamo Tinichinish boys who somehow manage to learn the Torah. So the male, a Tinichinish boy, is not an onus gomor. But he has a din onus, like Sheik, and every Sheik has a din onus. The Rambam says in the Chasishes, Ish is Yisroel Shenen So. Be'ines is mutarzal bayla. V'chei im zin so v'sheyik is also mutarzal bayla. What does it mean v'sheyik? Let's say she made a mistake. She thought it was her husband and it turned out to be another man. So she's mutarzal bayla. So the Rambam says, sh'ashgogo tzad'ines yeshbo. In other words, because every shgogo has an element of onus. He has a din onus. He's not an onus gogo. So the male, the Rambam says, Ligabe, the three Averes, that if the Anos forced him, otherwise he'll kill him. So if he was a Aver, so he's Potter of Onshin. So he's Potter of Onshin, Ben Avizore, Ben Arayes, even Shvichazon. And the Rambam says, the AFLP, Mikishoma Benes, a Malkinen say, ואין צורך למה שהמיסי נעשי בזדן, אפילו הורד בייס. Why did Rambam say אפילו הורד בייס? In other words, needless to mention, אבל דבי זורי בייס, he's what I'm watching. Needless to mention, מגל הרייס, אבל על גל הרייס, בייס, he's what I'm watching, but if we should have done him בייס, he's also what I'm watching. In other words, there was a sword to say that if Damos falls the Jew, to be in the Abizor, otherwise he'll be killed. And he didn't let himself be killed. So he's Potovich. If Damos forced the Jew to be Migala Arayes, otherwise he'll be killed. And he was Migala Arayes, so he's Potovich. But if Damos told Reuven, you kill Shimon, otherwise you'll be killed. And then Reuven killed Shimon in order to save his life, he's Chayovich. There is this one. So the Rambam tells us, I feel horror. Why should we say that vis-a-vis Shlichus Domin, so he's Chayiv Yonshin, and vis-a-vis Abizore and Gil Arayes, he's Potter Yonshin. Manevshech. The Aloche of Yoyim Oyavar applies to all the three Averes. To all the three Averes. So why should there be a distinction between Shlichus Domin and Abizore and Gil Arayes? So obviously, Shlichus Rambam is that there is a distinction. In regard to Avizor and Gil Arayes, so the Aloha of the Chayvayim doesn't apply to Avizor and Gil Arayes. But the Aloha of Bonus does apply. And not only the Aloha of Bonus does apply. And Mele, since he has a din of Bonus, so it's matter than himself Avizor, and it's Deichad is Avizor, and it's Deichad is himself Arayes. Masha'im Kish Chuzdomi, we cannot say that if he has a din of onus, so the male is considered an onus gomor also. Because after all, how can Onus Gomo by definition means it's not his fault? How can we say we regard to Shatadam it's not his fault? Why is that his fault? Because instinctively he is disposed to preserve his life more than he is instinctively disposed to preserve the life of the other fellow. But Alpidin, the nefesh of the other fellow is as precious as his life. So why should he be considered my haver lemevad? So it goes without saying that vis-a-vis Shtachas Domi, so even though the alternative would be being killed or even sustaining all the Yisurim in the world, so it doesn't become an Onus Gomo of my haver lemevad. Mashiach came. Why? Because of my choses. Because of my choses. Mashiach came in regard to Avizore and Gilarayas, even though Pikach Nefesh per se is not Deichad in Yisrael Avizore, and is not Deichad in Yisrael Parayas. But since a Din Onus he has, so the Mele, if he has a Din Onus, so he should be considered as an Onus Gomo also. So that's why the Rambam says, Vein Tzorech Leima, ואף על פי חיים תשובה בין נעשי מלכי נעשי ואין צורך בין השם ניס נעשי בס לא אין לי בו יתי בס במשי אם הוא was either an avizor and a rayas benes so then the zimenes is mati of the Yisrael avizor but he's mechuyev to miss a nefesh himself because of Kiddush Hashem so naturally he cannot be chayav nonsi because for Kiddush Hashem, for Chilul Hashem there is no vise, there is no malchus but even horadeh So there, the Din Onus cannot be the Yichad Yisrael Shepet Domi. But there is another aloche. There is another aloche. Of Vinosati Esponai Bo Yishahu. Ha'udu L'Onus, Ha'udu L'Sheyu, Ha'udu L'Ute. Even if he is not an Onus Domi of Pai Haru Neva. Sheyu Yen Onus and Mute are all implicit in the same thing as a Kosu. Of Vinosati Esponai Bo Yishahu. Just the Din Onus. So if by Shepet Domi, where he's certainly not an onus of my haver lemevad, he's certainly at fault. But a din onus he is, so the mele, he's poter, the mele is poter a bunch. Now, just a few more minutes. Now, the geres kiddush Hashem. There was one contemporary of the Rambam, who at that time, so the government in a certain country, in one of the Muslim countries, issued a decree that every Jew who is in this country has to make a declaration, Ad Hashem Hu Eloki, Umachmed Hu Nevi Eloki. And anyone who refuses to make that declaration, Machmed Hu Nevi Eloki, will be killed instantaneously by the sword. I mean, that was a decree. And there was one contemporary of that, so some Jews were misanefesh themselves. Some Jews were misanefesh themselves. Many Jews were not misanefesh themselves. So one contemporary of the Rambam, so he passed it, that those Jews who did not give up their lives and they remained in that country, in that Muslim country, because they didn't want to be killed by the sword of the Arabs, so they are every din of moon, if they Yenu Yainesech and Pitam Pasnochri and the Apostolades, like regular Rumel Avizah. So the Rambam is very adamant about that Pesach of the contemporary of the Rambam. So then the Rambam reprimands that contemporary as to why Islamic category, all the soils and the rabbis, Israel. Then the Rambam proceeds to discuss the Etzem question. So he says, the Rambam says, just a few moments. So the Rambam passed that the Jews were not mechuyev to give up their lives, and that they could make that declaration. Could make that declaration, he says, because making such a declaration did not involve any avizah.
They did not force the Jews to make to be Evid Amitzor. All they required the Jews was to make a declaration that Mahmed is Inovi. Of course, Mahmed is not Inovi. Mahmed is Inovi Hashem. So, in other words, so that is not a reason. Alright, so that is not a reason. Of course not. If somebody will say he believes in Inovi Hashem, so he will not become an Inovi Hashem. Let's say there were Jews in the time of Shabtai Tzvi who believed that Shabtai Tzvi was a Mashiach and he was Inovi and so on. They were not Inovi Hashem. Some of them later on were converted themselves to Christianity. So they became the Avizor when they converted themselves into Christianity. But the mere belief and even declaration that one believes in Inovi Hashekel does not make an Avizor. That goes without saying. But the question against the Rambam is, but Aloch is if there is Xeris Hashmat and Mishab Lavir. So then Manarkes and Nisane is Mechuyat Nisanefesh. So why should making a declaration that Mahmed would be a king be less than Arkes and Nisane? That's the kind.